This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Liga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. With me, Rob Daly, James Easton and Steve Wiss, French football experts and betting experts too. We're looking ahead to the eighth round of action in the French top flight. And what a game we have. Most of our chat today, we can't lie, is going to be on Lyon versus Paris Saint-Germain, the outstanding fixture of the weekend and one of the outstanding fixtures of the season. Gents, let's quickly recap on how you did last week, an even week as a pair. Steve, you first.
Yeah, I was disappointed to only go 1-2, and it really revolved around the Lyon game. I just needed two goals from them. They had an expected goals of nearly three, and somehow they didn't get them. The goalkeeper, Nubel, has really frustrated me recently for Monaco. So disappointing. I'm disappointed myself. I think that defeat, that loss, took me actually in the negative personally for the show for this year. James had a brilliant season. It's kept us in profit. So I need to do more. After seven rounds, it's probably not good enough on my behalf. So we just got to knuckle down and crack on.
Steve's just mentioned Nubel there. Is he in line for one of the most improved players, Steve, in League One? He's certainly done well this season for Monaco. Looks really
he's
good.
He got frustrated a lot of me all year, season. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. So two winners for me and one loser last week, Rob. One of the winners was backing against Ajaccio last week, who are bottom of the table in League One, the weakest side for me in League One. And I think, yeah, I've got them again today. So we'll be looking at Ajaccio again later in the show.
Okay, so the boys at the moment, the units up for the season, plus 5.58 at the moment. I think officially we're now the best performing show, aren't we?
We are.
I think of the football shows on the BetRivers Network. So let's keep it up, boys. Okay, we've got quite a few games to get through. But of course, as I mentioned, we're going to start with Lyon versus Paris Saint-Germain. By the way, if you want more tips and thoughts from the guys, follow us on social media. It is at Because We Win. So Lyon Paris Saint-Germain is the late Sunday game. That normally is the kickoff slot for the best game of the weekend. Fifth versus first. Lyon have actually lost a couple in a row after the aforementioned Monaco defeat where Alexander Nubel had a stormer, also lost to Lorient in a midweek game, not involved in Europe. Paris Saint-Germain, of course, are, and they are in action tonight at the time of recording, aren't they? Because they beat Juventus last week, and they've got, Maccabi Haifa, for their first home game, the Champions League in more than 10 years. So, but they'll be massive favourites to that. Before we get onto the betting, James, something you touched upon last week was we were going to learn a little bit about Christophe Galtier's team selection and the way he was going to approach this duality of playing the Champions League and the Liga, which will be of interest to our listeners. So what did we learn, really? He started all of the front three, I think, didn't he?
He did. My view on this is that there's been less rotation from Christophe Galtier so far than we expected. Whether that will change, we'll have to wait and see. Yeah, the big three he has relied on probably a little bit more than we thought. Neymar has been benched for one game, but he's pretty much stuck to the starting 11. I'd say 80, 90% of the time. I think he's slightly hamstrung in defence. He didn't bring in the central defender he wanted, Skriniar from Inter. So he has fewer options at the back than we thought. It looks like the first choice backup centre-back for the three centre-backs is going to be Danilo Pereira, who a lot of people will know as a midfielder.
Yeah.
So he's limited options there. I think the full-back, the wing-back positions, he's got decent cover. But there wasn't as much rotation as we thought. If you compare that to Marseille, who've lost in midweek in the Champions League at home to Eintracht Frankfurt, they are rotating more. It's actually not working so far. So maybe Galtier has got it right. We'll just have to wait and see as they move through this group stage in the Champions League, whether they do rotate more. It's a political issue, as we know, at PSG. None of those front three want to be dropped. And it's a massive challenge for Galtier to manage that situation because this is a caliber of player he's not worked with before. I'm not saying he's scared of dropping them, but there is a fact, you know, that is a factor. To what degree will he, you know, want to keep them happy rather than rotating them out? They weren't great last week, PSG. So maybe there are signs that, you know, a little bit of fatigue might be creeping into their play.
Yeah, 1-0 winners against Brest. Neymar scoring the winning goal. A super goal, in fairness to him. He's now scored against every Liga side he's ever faced. But we'll get to the game at hand now. And I suppose because they're playing Maccabi Haifa, an easier game on paper in the Champions League, maybe he feels he doesn't need to rotate as much. He can play them, bring them off after an hour. But let's focus on what's going to happen with the Lyon game. So, Steve, you first. Goals.
Yeah, I'm going with over 3 goals in this game. The price is a little bit on the skinny side. There's a few. I've got to bunker down a little bit at the minute and take a few shorter priced odds, I think, in the next few weeks just to get my... goals exactly, we get a refund. I would be surprised if there's not at least 3 goals in this game, because I think it's going to be quite a high scoring encounter. I think both be up for this one, and Lyon, I think, yeah, they've got a whole week to prepare for this game. I think that's one thing we've got to say about Lyon, and you know, it does help them not being in Europe, so their sole focus and priorities on this game.
Steve, I think we're just losing. I think we're just losing you a little bit here, Steve, with the signal. We'll give you a minute to just have a check of that, and we'll get you to reiterate your price as well, because you just dropped out a little bit for that. James, do you want to give your price, and we'll go back to Steve in a moment. So, Asian handicap, James.
Yeah, I'm backing PSG here to win on the Asian handicap with a -1 goal start. That's available at -106. So for those who don't use Asian handicap very much, backing PSG with a -1 goal start basically means, if PSG win by a single goal, you'll equal the handicap and you'll get your stakes back. If they win by 2 or more goals, then you've got a winning bet on PSG. So that's the bet, PSG -1. It's really a bet to say, I think PSG will win this game. They've obviously got the pressure, the extra travel involved of Europe. But for me, Rob, a lot of this bet is about Lyon, actually, rather than PSG. I think we found out in the last 10 days a little bit more about Lyon and how good or not good they are, because they've lost their last 2 matches, and they're really the first 2 matches where they faced decent teams in League One this season, and they've been found wanting. They got beaten 3-1 by Lorient in a game that was rearranged. Then they got beaten last weekend 2-1 by Monaco. I was not impressed by Lyon in either game. So this is one of those matches where if you just look at the raw league table, you might be quite impressed by Lyon. They're fifth in the table and they've won 4 matches out of their first 7. If you look at who they've beaten, all 4 teams they've beaten are in the bottom 8 at the moment. They've beaten Ajaccio, Troyes, Auxerre and Angers. So my view on Lyon is that they're a great team to back against weaker sides in this division. I think we backed them the other week to beat Angers, which they did very, very comfortably. I don't trust them against better sides. I don't think they're good enough. I think defensively, they're pretty poor. They're playing Thiago Mendes at centre-back again this season, which they did last season. He's a midfielder. He's not looked good in recent sides. So my feeling on this match is that Lyon against the top side do not look good enough to me. And the pick on this match for me, which is PSG -1 on the Asian handicap, it's really just a bet on PSG to win. If they win by any margin, then you're at the very least going to get your stakes back. And yeah, based on what I've seen from Lyon in their last 2 matches, I'm very happy to take that.
And conceding set piece goals as they did against Monaco, they look very, very easy to score against from set pieces with those 2 headers for Monaco last weekend with the Stade Louis II. Steve, I think we've got you back properly. Clearly, let's have that again, mate. And and what you're saying here,
I think the connection went a bit skew whiff there. Boys. So apologies.
Right.
Over 3 goals at -182. I think there's going to be at least 3 goals in this game. So any more than that, we win the pick. 3 goals exactly, nothing lost. I just think it's going to be quite an offensive game. Both teams are going to be focusing on it this week. I actually mentioned in last week's show that I did wonder if PSG would be able to get themselves up for sort of a Brest game, which, you know, they were expected. They were strong favourites, but they're definitely going to be up for this one. Both teams are one are going to put on a show. And I don't trust Lyon's defence, like James said. I don't trust it at all. But I think they can get on the score sheet, Lyon. They've got enough offensive firepower as long as they don't keep hitting the goalkeeper from close range like they did last week. So I think PSG, I would go with them to win the game, because I think in the big games, they want to show how good they are. So, and they're capable of really putting Lyon to the sword, actually, if they're really focused. But I think it'd be a good offensive game. I think something like 3-1 to PSG, maybe even something wild like 4-2 or something. I think it would really kick off into a great spectacle anyway. So over 3 goals for me at -182.
Yeah, something on the goals there that Steve's touching on, which we've mentioned before on the show, Rob, about Lyon, is that there are not many sides in League One who've got a backup striker on the bench like Moussa Dembélé, who has been relegated to number two striker at Lyon this season because they brought Alexander Lacazette back from Arsenal. He's a great pro. He's very popular in the dressing room by all accounts, considered a really, really good professional to have around the club. He's obviously not going to be happy that he's now number two striker, having scored, you know, 20 plus goals last season. But we've already seen from him this season that when he has been coming on off the bench, he's been sharp and he's been ready and he's scored. So a player like that off the bench for Lyon is great for the goals bet because it means they can maintain that threat in front of goal to the end of the game. And let's not forget Moussa Dembélé is a PSG Youth Academy graduate. So it's a big game for him. He came through the ranks there. He's one of those lads that left quite early like Kingsley Coman did. And so it's a really big game for him. So yeah, I do fancy Lyon too. I think they'll lose, but like Steve says, I think they can contribute to what should be a really entertaining match here.
Okay, well, both of the boys then with main picks on that game. It should be an absolute cracker on Sunday evening in France. Still a few matches to get through. So let's rewind the clock roughly 48 hours and head to Friday. Auxerre versus Lorient. By the way, the boys have left Marseille, Monaco, Lille and Rennes alone this week. Some of the big boys in France. Auxerre, Lorient, 14th versus 4th. Lorient have only lost one game so far. They've beaten Lyon and showed their resolve too to come from behind to beat Nantes last weekend. Auxerre on the end of a 5-0 thumping at the hands of Rennes. Steve, you start us off here.
You've actually got a half a unit pick for this game.
You haven't done that.
I know. Yeah, I know. Mix it up a little bit because it's a goal scorer pick at quite a big price. So, well, not a big price, but Terran Moffey to score any time at plus, was it? Plus 310 is the price for this because I really like this striker. I think he's in great form at the moment. He's going to be starting up front for Lorient. He's on the penalties. He actually missed a penalty this early this season, but he also scored one. And he's got an expected goals this season of 4.3 and he's netted 5 times. So, and that includes a penalty miss, of course. So he's quite good. And I think he's a bit of a defensive mismatch, actually, for this Auxerre defence. That I don't think I've said before, they're missing some players. I don't trust them against good strikers. And he's got the physical abilities to really cause them problems. And it's interesting, Lorient have only averaged 42% possession this season. They're a fantastic counter-attacking side. They're the one team I've completely got wrong, I'll admit it. I had them to be relegated, but I tell you, there's absolutely no chance of that now. No chance. If they get relegated now, I don't know, I'll replace that shirt with a PSG one and kiss the badge or something. That's not happening. I've got them wrong. I didn't like the managerial appointment, but he's totally proved me wrong, this new manager from the internally, Regis Lebris. So, I think he's going to get some good chances on the break. I think Auxerre will actually control possession in this game and Lorient can counter-attack. And Moffey will get chances. He probably won't play the full 90. He'll give you 75, 80 minutes and then maybe bring Kone on. But, I like Lorient in this game. I nearly took them to score over 1.5 goals as well. But I think if they do get a couple of goals, Moffey gets at least one, in my opinion. So I might as well take Moffey anytime, plus 310. It's only half a unit play, but if it comes in, we'll still get some very good profit.
Yeah, I've got a pick on this game as well, Rob. I'm backing Lorient here on the Asian handicap with a 0-goal start, which basically means if the game is a draw, you get your stakes back. And as long as Lorient win, you'll make profit. I think if you're a casual watcher or observer of League One, this is one of those games where you might look at the two teams involved and think, well, this is, you know, a game between similar sorts of sides, you know, Lorient and Auxerre. They're going to be mid-table, maybe bottom half sides. But at the moment, that is definitely not the case for me. That's why I think Lorient are a really good pick in a game which the market has as pretty much a 50-50 matchup. Lorient are five wins from 7 to start the season. Playing great football. Steve's mentioned the new manager, Lebris, who's come in. We didn't know anything about him, really. He's a youth coach. He'd been running the youth academy there. He's got them playing fantastic football. Very quick on the break, like Steve has said. Moffey's been excellent. And it is a bit of a mismatch defensively. Auxerre have been poor. They've got players missing at centre-back. They were terrible last week against Rennes. And they've lost 4 of their first 7 matches of Auxerre and defensively. I think if you run at them, you get men forward, they wobble. We've seen that in so many of their matches this season. So it's, for me, it's a great bet to back Lorient here on the Asian handicap, because as I say, you'll get your stakes back if it's a draw, which it might be. But can I see Auxerre winning? On what we've seen so far from these two teams, it looks unlikely. Lorient are playing better football and they're getting the results. And the opposite really is true of Auxerre at the moment. So this is a Friday night match. And yeah, I'm very happy to support Lorient here on the handicap.
Okay, so a bit of action for you on the Friday night, if you want to get involved in that, the only Friday night game in France at the weekend. James, let's go to another one of your picks next. Steve hasn't got one here, but it's Brest-Ajaccio. Game town at the bottom, might not be the prettiest. 18th versus 20th. Ajaccio, 1 point so far. And one of two teams that a win. Brest with that narrow defeat to Paris Saint-Germain. What you got?
Yeah, so I'm back in Brest here, Rob, to win. Just a straight bet on Brest to win the game. They're at home and they're, what we'd say, it evens. They're plus 100. So it's a market's way of saying Brest have got a 50% chance of winning this game. Two big factors for me on this match. Again, if you look at Brest's position in the league, it's obviously very poor. They've lost four of their first seven matches of the season. If you look a bit deeper, who have they lost to? Well, they've lost to four of the top six. And so I think who they've played so far in the fixture list is a massive factor in why Brest are down there. I think their points per game average is going to improve between now and the World Cup, because they've already played and lost to PSG, Rennes, Lens and Marseille, all of whom are better sides than Brest. So there's no real surprise, I don't think, that they've lost those matches against a much weaker side, against an Ajaccio side who, to me, look like the weakest in the division. At home, I think Brest are a decent bet here. They'll be encouraged by the way they played last week against PSG. They only lost 1-0. They missed a penalty in that match. They were under pressure for lots of the game, but they pretty much held their own. So I think they'll be encouraged by that, and they'll go into this game pretty buoyant, actually, having come so close to getting a point there. And on Ajaccio, I mean, they've been the most limited side in League One so far. We've touched on them before, Rob, in this show, the fact that they weren't really able to strengthen their squad very much over the summer, having won promotion from League Two. So what we're really looking at here is a League Two team playing in League One. They've lost six out of seven so far. I've had two out of two winners on Ajaccio because I just don't think they're good enough. And last weekend was a great example. They lost 1-0 at home to Nice. Nice didn't play well in that match at all, really. They were quite disjointed. But Ajaccio offers so little going forward. As long as you keep yourself organised and you create a few chances, you've got a pretty good chance of beating them. Brest for me, I think, with the fixtures they've had, that really explains why they're doing so badly. And I think at home to Ajaccio, they've got a good chance here. So very happy to back them at plus 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that one. Okay, let's go a little bit quick fire here because slightly behind on time, but we're all right. Montpellier, Strasbourg is one for you here, Steve. 10th versus 17th. Montpellier are actually the second top scorers in the league with 17 goals. Only Paris Saint-Germain have more. And I wonder if that plays a factor in your bet here a little bit.
Yeah, the bet is both teams to score at minus 152. And there's some really quirky stats for this game. I've got a whole page written down, actually. And Montpellier have scored 17 goals, but their XG is only 8.48. They're the most overachieving team in XG terms. Strasbourg are the complete opposite. They're the most underachieving team on XG. 11.58 XG they've got. They've only scored five times. So it's a real interesting match, actually.
I don't know what to make of your bet then. I don't know what it's sort of melted my mind.
The point is that Strasbourg should be scoring a lot more goals. They've had the most under 2.5 matches of any team. The whole league is over central this season, but Strasbourg are, I think, 6 out of 7 unders. And there's a lot of culprits. Ludovic Ajork, Kevin Gamero, both massively underperforming. Adrian Thomason has an XG of 2.5 this season. He hasn't even scored a single goal. So at some point, they will be scoring goals. I mean, the 0-0 last week against Clermont was ridiculous. Mm. The Clermont goalkeeper was, again, going absolutely mental.
He's your favourite, isn't he, Steve? That
goalkeeper? Oh, my, he's good. This keeper. He's. I mean, Clermont are like 8 goals overachieving on XGA. So, but anyway, I like both teams to score. Montpellier always find a way to net. I mean, it's actually a good sign that they're overachieving because, you know, they can get an individual wonder goal from anywhere. That's the sort of thing they do. They've got plenty of quality. And I think it's just a matter of time before Strasbourg start hitting the back of the net. I actually think Strasbourg might win this game. I think there's a good chance of an away win. They've had a lot of one-all draws, though. So I think the bet, I like going with both teams to score rather than an over pick or taking the visitors, because that one-all, exact one-all draw could be in play. But I really think that's just, it's a matter of time before Strasbourg starts scoring. Montpellier will slow down at some point, but I don't think it'll be here. So yeah, both teams netting for me, minus 152, not the worst odds in the world. And say it covers that one-all draw.
All right. Steve, you got another, where's this other one? Angers to score a goal.
Yeah, yeah, you like this one.
Give us this one, and then we'll both get into nonsense. But yeah, what are you playing at here? What's going on?
This is a very short price tip. -182, I think it is. Sorry, -186 even.
Yeah.
So it's not the biggest odds in the world. However, I don't need a lot to happen for this bet to win. All I need is Angers to score a goal. That's all I need.
No, I understand the principle.
Yeah,
but...
yeah, get on the score sheet. So
They've only scored eight times so far in the seven games.
I'll tell you why, because they actually have quite a high XG. I'm going to read out you the XGs in their games. 3.22 versus Montpellier, 0.56 versus Lyon. All right, we'll let them off that. That was Lyon. 1.73 versus Rams, 2.43 versus Nantes, 1.62 versus Brest, 1.12 versus Auxerre. They've got goals in them, and Sofiane Boufal, crucially now, I mean, he got 87 minutes last week. He's a top player for them. He's when he's in the side, he can make a real difference. He's a huge difference maker. But I really love taking, I want to bet against Nice in some form. I don't like Nice this season. They are playing away from home on Thursday night, Partizan Belgrade in Europe, and that's a tough place to go. And I really just wanted to bet against Nice here, but I wouldn't trust Angers fully on a handicap or anything like that, because their defence is not good enough. So I was just looking at an angle.
Worst defence in the league.
Yeah.
18 goals against.
I was looking at an angle to basically take a bet against Nice. And I think Angers can take advantage of a potentially tired defence and just get on the score sheet at least once. They could lose this match 5-1 and I still win. You know where I'm coming from. But I actually think, and a bit of a sensational prediction, I think Angers will win the game.
Oh, 19th place Angers.
Yeah, I think you could do worse than backing them at +410. I'm not going to back them to win, but just to score a goal.
If you fancy something.
-186 to score at least one goal. That'll do me on Angers here.
Okay. That's nice. I like that one. Okay, let's get to the final game. It's another Sunday game, and you both have something on this. Lens third in the standings. They're only 2 points behind Marseille and Paris Saint-Germain. At the top, and Nantes, who host, have won one of their seven matches, but that victory came last time out. No, they went on to lose, actually, to Lorient, didn't they? They took the lead, but lost to Lorient. James, you go first here, because Steve's had the floor for a little while there. Let's have you go first.
Yes, we have got similar picks on this, actually, Rob. So, yeah, my bet on this is Lens on the Asian handicap. I've gone slightly bolder, I suppose you could say, than Steve on this. I'm going Lens -0.25 on the Asian handicap. Simple terms, if the game ends in a draw, you'll lose half your stakes rather than the whole stakes. If Lens win, which I think is the most likely outcome, then you'll win, and you'll win at better odds. So that's my pick on the match. Yeah, Lens to win. A few factors on this. Number one, starting with Lens, as you say, they've made a fantastic start to the season. They're 5 wins and 2 draws from 7 games. Great energy about this Lens team, great momentum. We've talked on the show already this season about which team might benefit from not being in Europe by being able to focus on the league, whether it would be Lyon. Well, at the moment, it's Lens. They are benefiting from having clean weeks now that we're into the Champions League and the Europa League, just going from league game to league game at the moment, able to rest and recuperate better than other sides, and very, very ambitious to do well this season. They've got a very united squad and a fantastic coach in Franck S, who's one of the best coaches in League One. So at the moment, everything is good for Lens. And one of the reasons I'm willing to oppose Nantes is that they're playing in Baku this week on Thursday night. They've got an 8-9 hour flight to get over there for their game on Thursday night in the Europa League. It's a huge logistical challenge for Nantes. They're not used to this. They're playing in Europe for the first time in 20 years. They don't have a squad of players who've got a great deal of of European experience. So they got a big flight, long flight out there, journey back straight after the match. Then they've got to turn it around in just about under 48 hours for this match. We don't know. I mean, they might cope with it fine, but there's no reason to think that they won't. But it's an unknown on Nantes because European football is a new experience for them as a club, really, if you look at who's involved in the club at the moment. And I think it will be a challenge for them in the coming weeks, as well as this weekend, to deal with Europe and League One. They're in Europe because of winning the French Cup. They didn't finish in the European positions in the league. So I think that will be a factor on this match. Will they be able to turn it around and be fresh and focused and able to take on a Lens team who have had the whole week to prepare? The other factor on Nantes is they don't have a huge squad. So I think they will rotate, but it will probably be limited. So I think it will be a tough afternoon for Nantes. And they've won only one of seven matches so far. You know, they failed to beat weaker sides than Lens so far. They failed to beat Angers. They failed to beat Strasbourg. So they're a decent side. They've got some good players. But I think this game comes at a difficult time for them against a Lens side who are firing. So I'm happy to side with Lens this weekend on this one.
Yeah, I'm going with Lens as well on the zero Asian handicap, same as draw no bet. And it is at -162. I do know both of the boys on the Europa League show have also betted against Nantes on Thursday night. So if Nantes perform this week, then it's not going to be good for the BetRivers network, is it? But I've not got much to add here. The long travel journey is one of the main reasons I'm against them here. Like, it's going to be horrendous for Nantes. I think they're going to struggle in both games. And Lens are playing really good football. And I say, James has pretty much said everything that I wanted to there. So not much to add. -162. My tail's not quite up as much as James's this season, so I'm a bit more cautious on this pick. But I don't see Lens losing this game. I think Nantes are going to be really flat. Lens are the better team anyway. I think they get a good away win.
Yeah, looking at the kickoff times, there's not even 72 hours between the kickoff for the Karabag game in Baku and the kickoff of the home game with Lens. Yeah. And then you've got that beast of a flight in the middle as well as a football match.
It's very difficult. And, you know, Nantes have actually been quite open this week talking to the media about the difficulties that they face organising this because they actually don't have a very big backroom staff at Nantes. They're famously, how can I say it about the owner? He doesn't spend a lot of money on backroom staff.
Frugal fella.
Frugal. And I think that's been a huge challenge for them. I think when they'll have seen the draw, they'd have thought, we could do without this type of journey. So I think they'll have been stretched on and off the pitch all week here. And I think, in the end, that sort of thing will come out in the wash, I think, for Nantes as we go through the autumn. So, yeah, it's going to be a challenging couple of months for them.
Okay, so some great picks this week from James and Steve, and we'll get their favourites of the week shortly. But that is all we have time for on the Betting Weekly Ligue 1 show, brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. To get more from James, Steve, and all the experts on the BetRivers network, follow on Twitter at Because We Win. But this is the best performing show right now. So let's get Steve and James' favourite picks of their picks this week before we say goodbye. Steve, you first. Is it Angers to score?
Yeah, it has to be. This never works well, does it, when you ask me this, Rob? But it has to be my favourite bet of the whole season so far. Like, in terms of just the sheer appeal of it, you know? And, you know, maybe so Angers
clean,
win as well.
Clean, simple bet, isn't it? Clean, simple bet. Just
get me a goal. One goal, in the net. That's all I need.
Okay, I'll be cheering that on so much this weekend for you, mate. James, what's yours?
My best bet is on PSG this weekend, Rob. So PSG -1 on the Asian handicap at Lyon at -106.
Yeah, well, Lyon fall to another big boy in Ligue 1 this weekend. Okay, Steve, James, absolute pleasure. That's all we have time for. A reminder, all prices are available at the BetRivers website. No show next week, of course, because we're heading into an international break across Europe. But we'll be back in a couple of weeks for you. So it's goodbye from Steve, James, and myself, Rob Daly, for now. And we'll see you in a fortnight.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly League One on the BetRivers Network.